Where you at?
Blog Talk Radio.
Asheville Copenhagen. All right. Should be good to go now. All right, let's do the damn thing. All right, cool. Ready. Let's do it. What is this? Yo. Yo, what's up, bro? No, you can just jump into the studio. I already did go live. All right. Yo. I need Dave back, man. Oh, man. Life of a business owner, man. It's fucking... It's not easy, man. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, big time, bro. Big time. Telling me. Nah. Fuck that. Burnt this bridge. This thing is working a part-time job, and he's going to go tell ESPN that he's doing this. And then they're going to be like, oh, it's a conflict of interest. I'm like, bro, you should have even told him. How is he going to find out? He has no FaceTime on the show. Everything he's doing is behind the scenes. But remember, with the phone just left. What'd you say? What'd you say? They would have known. They wouldn't have known. But all right, let's get started. Let's get started. Yeah, that shit had me vexed. I'm like, bro, what are you doing, man? And anyway. Oh, yeah, I'm here. Let's go. Matter of fact, that reminds me. Let me hit record. Because I record these because when we start cutting these up, I'm going to be, like, showing, like, your solo screens instead of, like, a direct copy of the show. It'll be more, like, you know what I'm saying? You'll see. We working, though. We working, JD. We working. Yeah. That's what we're doing. Yep. Okay. All right. Let me start my joint over here. Oh, shit. Forgot to do one important thing, actually. What? Ah. Yeah. Close. All right, let's do it. All right, here we go. Thursday night Knicks in H-Town, trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Lost another soldier in the battle, man. No Kevin Knox. Knicks had to make do without him tonight. My boy Kev in the COVID protocol, joining RJ, OB, and Quentin Grimes. You had a hot start, an aggressive start by Julius and Fournier, who would also be the reason why the Rockets got back into this game. Knicks take a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But shout out to Deuce McBride, Mitchell Robinson, Emmanuel Quickly for shutting the door on a pesky Rockets team. Knicks win 116-103. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Prize Picks, CP the Franchise, Ashley Walsh, JD Sports Talk. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hit that thumbs up button for a Knicks W. 4-game losing streak snapped, finally. And we saw some good things tonight. We saw some positives tonight. And I'm going to start off with number one, Deuce McBride. The Deuce was loose tonight in H-Town. 15 points, 9 assists, 0 turnovers, 4 steals. And 4 steals on the books. But Deuce McBride must have accounted for at least 8 Rockets turnovers with his on-ball pressure, picking up from full court, jumping into passing lanes, just making the Rockets uncomfortable all night. Shout out to Deuce McBride for being ready when his number was called. No Derrick Rose to start the second half. Derrick Rose leaves the game with an ankle injury, and Deuce McBride played the whole second. You know Tibbs, if he has to play you, he's going to play you, JD. You know what I'm saying? Deuce McBride plays the whole second half and delivered for his team. Number one game ball tonight. I'm going with Deuce McBride, man. 116-103, Deuce leads his team to victory. JD, give me your thoughts, man. Give me your thoughts on this game. Yeah. Yes. 0 turnovers, bro. Fearless. Yeah. Yeah. Rockets been playing well, man. No question. Ash, how you feeling? Yes. Yeah. No turnovers as a point guard. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they had their moments. Yeah, no question. Now, second game ball, it's a toss-up, man. It's a toss-up. I don't know who you guys in the chat are going with the second game ball. I'm going to go with, because I really feel like his impact in two areas of the game really changed the game, because Knicks had a two-point lead going into the fourth with about 11 minutes left. I got to go to the Block Ness Monster, man. He wanted to get activated, was on his IG feelings, you know, taking subliminal shots at the team past couple of games, wanted to get activated. And tonight I thought he did, man. 17 points, 9 rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds. That's where he shines best. 8 of 8 from the field, plus 21 tonight for Mitch. And when it was a two-point lead, he got 2 offensive rebounds for 2 putbacks. Deuce fed him, IQ fed him. And from that point, the Knicks went on like a 21-8 run over the next 8 minutes. I thought Mitchell Robinson really made his impact felt. Rockets really didn't have much size out there outside of Tice. And Mitch dominated, man. Mitch dominated on the glass. And you know, offensively, you got it going, JD. Second game ball, I'm going with Mitch, bro. Yeah. He was getting cooked. Yeah. He was eating food out there. Yeah. Yeah, certainly hope so. Ash, what do you think about Mitch tonight, fourth quarter? Okay. Play the kids. Let's go. Yeah. Play the kids, man. And JD, you know, the thing with IQ is that what we've seen so far this year from you know, the offseason, preseason type into now is that his playmaking has improved year over year, but his shot has taken a step back. You know, his shot has definitely taken a step back. I think over his last 10, he was shooting something like only 30% from three. Last 10, 25% from three, even worse. 25% from three. 7 of 10 from three tonight. 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter. him and Deuce seem to have that, you know, that chemistry that they had in the summer league. They seem to play well off of each other, so it was good to see quickly get a shot back tonight. Because I felt like, you know, the other assets of his game has been pretty good so far this year. Hey, Rockets been playing well, though. Yeah. Pretty even Stevens. You know, they were shorthanded, we were shorthanded. It was kids versus the kids. You know what I'm saying? A lot of their young players were leading the charge here, and a lot of our young players were leading the charge. I thought it was a fairly even matchup, especially in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, yeah, you could say it's the Rockets, but I thought it was a fair fight. Listen, we lost four straight. You know what I'm saying? We're in the doldrums, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll take this win. Four game losing streak snap. Let's go with it. Well, you want to play the Bucks again? Just take the win and let's go, man. We gotta start running some wins off, man. Take this. Let's go. Yeah. If he plays the kids, man. I want to shout out Jacob Carlson, $25 Super Chat. He says, how about the rotation with Taj and Mitch? Not sure if that works against every team, but they played great together tonight. And that's another thing you got to consider. There was a lot of combinations out there that have never played on the court in a game. You had your COVID unit. You had IQ, McBride, Burks, Taj and Mitch, and shout out my guy Taj, always ready. My guy Taj was getting activated out there in the fourth quarter. He's unsung hero. We put him on the unsung hero on the shelf. But I mean, you had lineups like that in this game tonight. So give them credit, man. They played well when it mattered. Let me see. What other super chats we got here? Shout out Junior Karuma, $10 super chat. He says Deuce, Grimes, RJ, Obi, Mitch. Damn, God is good. Knicks finally hitting on the draft picks for consecutive years. Let's go NY forever. Another $5 super chat. Kareem Grant says, I'm throwing a conspiracy. Rose faked his injury to give Deuce some shine. Change my mind. LOL. Junior Karuma again says, I forgot IQ. Yeah, man, IQ was balling tonight. Shout out Aldo Salas, $5 super chat, says huge difference when Julius is on the court and off the court. Ball moves so easy. Obi a jump shot away from taking his job. Well, you know, And you know, that was the other story for tonight. I thought, despite, you know, the third quarter, I mean, let's just start off just how the game started. I thought, look, Fournier and Julius, I thought they were aggressive. I thought they were in attack mode. I liked their mindset. Their body language is much different than games past. If you look at Julius' body language to open this game than the Golden State game, I mean, he looked exacerbated in the Golden State game when the game even first started. So I liked his energy. I liked where he was going with it, and especially in the first half. Fournier as well. Fournier finished with 23 points, so that was a good sign. Now, third quarter, once again, things slow down. Things get muddy, JD. You know, offense sputtering, no ball movement. Ball is sticking. In the first quarter, Julius was making quick decisions, whether it was passing it or making a move to the hoop or shooting the ball, just much more quicker decisions. Third quarter, things just got muddy there. Fournier making bad decisions. And a lot of that got the Rockets back into the game, man. Got the Rockets right back into the game. Yeah. Yeah, stuck in the mud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zapped. Yeah. Definitely is. Yeah. And they're not a very resilient group. When, you know, Rob, give credit. It's another team on the other side of the court. They wanted it. And shout out to Kmart's kid, because who knew that Jeans could travel, you know, in terms of basketball skill, because he plays just like his pops. But they wanted it. You know, they wanted it. But go ahead. Mm-hmm. Big time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Big time. Go ahead, Eric. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And so to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Over 1,300 people in the chat. Welcome to Knicks Post Game Live, presented by Prize Picks. We're going to get to the phones in a little bit. Going to read a couple super chats now. Tonight, since we snapped our four-game losing streak, I'm going to give away a snapback tonight. Huh? A little New York Knicks 75th anniversary joint. Sponsored by my guy Shells Heavy. No Fulton Street knockoffs, no Fulton Street Fugazis. This is brand new with the tags. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do, man. All authentic merch over here. So Get ready, because I could be dropping it at any minute, so you better be ready, and you better be sharp on your Knicks knowledge, because it's going to be trivia tonight. We're coming hot and heavy. Let me shout out a couple super chats. Shout out to Paul Robinson. It says, free to you, it's them, and your fire tips. Jalen PM, $5 super chat, says, when we're healthy again, I need IQ, Grimes, and Deuce in the starting five. Send Evan to the bench. Hashtag black court. Hashtag give Deuce the keys. I've seen enough. Shout out Fugazi, $5 super chat, says, Ashley looks just fire. All right, so Fugazi sipping heavy tonight. Show just started. Show just started, Ash. All right, Fugazi's out the window. All right, Marlon Ragland, $5 super chat, says, if we're being honest, Deuce is our only true point guard. Well, I don't know if he's the true point guard, but, you know, what we could give him credit for is, you know, in the offseason, one of the things he was really wanting to work on was his pick and roll playmaking, and his overall just playmaking as a point guard. You know, that was one of his areas in college that he wasn't so strong in. Tonight looked pretty good, man. Nine dimes. Looked pretty good tonight. So let's see if he can carry that over. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Ron from BMore. Ron, what's going on?
Oh, man. It feels good to win, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
You and me, we're winners. That's what we
That's
do.
Right. That's it. That's it, Ron.
And thank you for following me on Twitter. That's an honor, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem, man. Appreciate it.
I'm stunned Evan Fournier was allowed to take the technical free throw, but that's a story for another day.
And bricks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to remember this game when the Knicks turn around their season. Miles McBride saved the season. He needs to start for the New York Knicks. Manuel Quickley can play off the ball, come off the bench. MJ Burke can now come off the bench. As much as I love Mr. MJ, he needs to be on the bench and play off the ball and play in his role.
You're right.
Derrick Rose can ball out with the second unit. He doesn't have to play the defense, the ball pressure. I don't need Derrick Rose to do that at his age. I'll need Derrick Rose in crunch time situations at times, but no. Deuce McBride needs to start for the New York Knicks. It's time. He's the only one that can give me the ball. He's the only one that can give me the pressure, and he actually got Mitchell Robinson involved in a basketball game, which is, Mitch drives me nuts, but at least he was in the right spot. He got some easy dunks. Mitch needs to learn how to set screens. He drives me nuts, he's got to get that rebound. The awareness that Taj had to come all the way over for that was ridiculous for that one rebound. Mitch had a great game tonight, but that one play, man. It's the awareness. If I can get the awareness for Mitch and the alley-oops, and that's predicated on a point guard, maybe Mitch will set better screens now because he's playing with a point guard. Maybe. Just maybe. The Randall ISOs at the end of half drove me nuts. Fournier almost lost the game when Deuce sat. As good as Fournier shot it, he drove me nuts and almost jumped out my window.
Yeah.
But the only thing is we're gonna he saved the season and Tibbs knows it now. Like Tibbs needs to be fired. I'll be honest.
Can't
with
not
you,
play,
and I
man.
Love Tibbs. If Miles McBride is not starting, and COVID may force this, but if he's not starting for this basketball team, then I'm done with Tom Thibodeau. And Tom Thibodeau's my guy. Okay, I defend him like crazy. But Miles McBride, you cannot tell me. Yes, it was just the Rockets, but you saw the last game with the Warriors. You cannot tell me as a fan.
Needs minutes,
you know
man.
When you have it. He has it.
Needs minutes, man.
Your eye saw it, man. I'm going to let other people go. I just want to say I love you. We're going to turn around our season. Miles McBride is the truth. Salute. That's all I got.
Appreciate it, Ron. Got to play him. Shout out Fritz Marty Jr., $20 super chat. He says, Jesus, I need that hat. Send me the link so I could buy it now. So we're going to give this away, man. You don't even need to buy it, but you got to be quick with the answers to the trivia, man, because it could drop at any moment. So be ready. Be ready. That's all I can say. Be ready like Miles McBride tonight. OG, triple OG, $20 super chat says, I believe Tibbs has to continue to incorporate these young guys in the starting lineup. That energy just hits different. That's a fact. Yeah, that's a whole fact, sir. Absolutely. Who else we got? $20 super chat from Lee says, IQ dropping buckets and contact lenses, career high 7 threes. Yeah, he did lose a contact on the court, but obviously didn't impact him. So good to see him get his shot back in order. You know, one thing, guys, we just can't seem to get right executing out of a timeout. What is up with that? Every time a team gets the momentum in a game, we go to a timeout, we come back. You had Julius with a shot clock violation. You had Julius pass it out of bounds, turnover. We just, last year and this year, same way. We just can't execute out of a timeout. I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand it. Yeah. Big time. Big time. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go to Michael in the Discord. Michael, rapid fire, but let's go. Let's go. Rose is advocating for McBride, man. He was advocating for McBride. Michael dropping facts. Throw some fives in the chat. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Michael on the Discord, throw some fives in the chat. Michael on the Discord dropping facts. Yeah, yeah. It's calm, cool, collected, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right, right, right. It's muddy, man. It's muddy. Yeah. Shout out to Big Mike on the Discord. Let's go. All right, let's go to Australia, people. Throw your cities in the chat. Ash couldn't wait to unleash that accent. Throw your cities in the chat right now. Let us know where you guys are checking in from. We're going to Australia right now. My guy Mo Ballin is down there. It's getting ready to be summertime out there. He's flexing. He's feeling good about this win. Mo, what's good?
Hey, guys. I love the content as usual. Guys, 1,700 watching, 1,700 likes, people. Support the channel.
Yeah.
Love the great work, guys.
Yeah, we need 1,000 likes before we give this hat away. We need 1,000 likes before we give this hat away. Let's go.
Absolutely. Just a couple of quick call-outs. First of all, a win to win. We need to win these, just like the ones we need to win against the Magic. Personally, I'm not going to get too high or too low, but I think it's proven the point that we've got the talent. I actually spoke about it, that we have the talent. They just need to get the minutes. Now, this is where I'm going to balance it. I'd rather grow like the Golden State Warriors, where you have a mix of vets, quality vets, and the likes of Poole, et cetera, that grow within the system. I don't want to be growing like the Pistons, where it's all young people and they got no clue where they're going. So
yeah.
Today is a showcase of – I liked it when they were running Burks with all the young players. having Taj and Burks in there, stabilizing and then giving them the confidence. So I'm going to take the win. I'm hoping we win the next six because the sequence looks good for us. So
yeah.
Shout out to everyone out there supporting the Knicks. I reckon chin up. We got a better or softer road ahead, and let's get those wins. And look, I'm going to say this. I do want to see Kemba out there for a little bit. It's coming up to Christmas. You know, I don't know. I want to see that man hooping out a little bit and get us a pre-Christmas win. So shout out to everyone.
Not looking likely, man.
Thank you, CP.
Appreciate it, Mo. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I mean, if it didn't happen tonight, it's not happening. So I think what you'll see is probably a buyout. It seems like the trade market, JD, is kind of dry right now, so might be a wrap. I read something. I don't recall the source that was saying that the knees are concerned. So, you know. Yep. Yeah, and played well. Yeah. No doubt about it. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. You heard Muhammad from Australia. Hit that like button. We need at least 1,000 likes to give away the 75th anniversary NY Knicks Snap, sponsored by my guy Shells Heavy. Shout out to Shells for always supporting the show. Shout out my guy Danny in the chat. He said, CP, what happened to Manscaped? Oh, Manscaped is still rocking with us, buddy. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Christmas time is next week, fellas. Make sure to tell your wife or your girlfriend, significant other, you got to get this as a stocking stuffer. No pun intended. The Lawnmower 4.0, number one men's grooming tool below the waist. And like I said, they got a bevy of products. Check out the Performance Package 4.0. You got the shampoo and conditioner. You know what I'm saying? You got the body wash. JD, did you get yours? Did you? I know you went to DR, man. You know what I'm saying? I made sure that they took care of you. I told them. I hit the plug at Manscaped. I said, yo, take care of my guy, man. Did you get yours, bro? They got the shampoo, conditioner. I made sure. You got all of that. All right, no doubt. All of that. Oh, they taking care of us right now, Ash. All of that. Yeah, I can hook you up, Ash, if you want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever makes you comfortable. It's there. It's here for you. It's here for you. Well, yeah, whatever you into. Like I say on the show, whatever you into. You know what I'm saying? It's here for you. Yeah, I think it's full body. Yeah, this is hair wash and conditioner. Hair wash and conditioner. Travel bag and everything. Yeah. Okay. All right. JD went international with his. Okay. That's what I like to hear, man. No testimonials. That's what I'm saying. Just keep it at that, my dude. That's it. All right, let's shout out some more people in the chat. Shout out Junior Caroma as usual. Khalil Smalling, East Flatbush, Canarsie, what's good? My old stomping grounds. Shout out Brandon Guest. He said, CP, we want the hat that you're wearing. All right, no doubt. We can't get this one, but we got some good ones, though. Shout out Jack City, Edwin Pierre, repping Haiti. Shout out Go Getter 0712, repping Ghana. Let's go. Dubs, Revo, Brooklyn. A lot of Brooklyn in the house. My guy Elias Dante checking in from Amsterdam. He's out there in Gramsterdam. Got to be like 4 in the morning. Shout out to him. X-Man Rack checking in from Cleveland. Asher, you want to shout out to me? Let's go. Go. JD, who are you shouting out, man? Yeah, shout out, you know, that's a burner account. That's a burner account. Let's go. Oh, the Battle of the Fans champion strolls in here late. Would you look at that? Would you look at that, man? Flexing. It's almost Friday. He might be sipping. He's sipping after a big win, man. You know? Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Hey, whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever you into. George Murray repping JA. What's good, Jamaica? What's good? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Michael Parker, shout out. OG Triple OG team, hashtag new, repping B-more. Salute. Yo, man, that battle of the fans spilt over into the next day for like 24 hours. People were buzzing. Yeah, Ari took some shots at us, calling us CAA TV. You know what I'm saying? It is. Sometimes it be your own people. Sometimes it be your own people. You know what I'm saying? Took a shot at me. I didn't really appreciate that. But, you know, I'm here for it. It is what it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I stand in my square, pal. It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. And viral, man. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Speaking of international, I got to hear from my guy, Dwayne from Sweden. It's been a minute. Dwayne, how you doing?
Yeah, what up, CP? How you doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm pretty good. Hey, Ashley. Hey, JD. How you guys doing? Yeah, man, it's been a minute. I'm actually in New York right now for the holidays, which is why I'm able to call in. So, man, I'm really happy for the win, first of all. But again, I know you said it's, you know, you shouldn't take it lightly because the Rockets are, you know, they've been winning a little bit lately, but it's the Rockets, CP. It's the Rockets.
Yeah.
But at the same time, so I wanted to get your take real quick. I'm trying to rapid fire this. I'm trying to get your take real quick. So even though we won, man, Randall's still not playing well, right? And we also seen a lot of dependence on the youth. We just called up McBride. He came in. He did his thing. We put Grimes on the spot. He did his thing. All these vets, man, they're not worth it anymore. And I think it's NBA-wide. It's an NBA-wide situation. The youth are doing good all over the NBA, and they're needed. Fresh legs, you guys mentioned fresh legs. You guys mentioned speed. All that's needed. Why go back? Why try to be ancient? Why rely on these vets? Why pay these guys? Why not just get
these
young
guys? Well, because if not, then you become the Rockets, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
then
so.
Then you become the OKC Thunder. Like, kids
that's
alone
where
don't win
comes
these
in,
games.
CP.
Like,
I don't know, bro.
Maybe the youngest
know,
team to ever make the playoffs and win a championship. It's a mix. It's a balance. It's a delicate balance. If not, you become the Minnesota Timberwolves. You become the OKC Thunder, the Sacramento Kings.
It's changing, CP. It's changing. That's why we're seeing this, man. McBride helped us win this game, did he not?
Fam, who won the championship last year?
The Bucks. You're right. You're right. The Bucks won the championship last year.
Maybe all the young players that led the Bucks to a championship. The youth. The Freak has been in the league for a little while. It was Jrue Holiday. It was Brook Lopez. It was these guys have been in the league because that's how they get there. Yes, it's their skill and their talent, but it's also the experience. It's a balance. PJ Tucker.
We're not trying to win
the
championship
bro.
This year, though, CP. We're not trying to win the championship this year. We're trying to win some more games.
No, I understand that. I understand that totally. And you're right, but I appreciate the call. You want Tibbs to mix in more of the youth. I get what he's saying. We can't just be all youth and no veterans. You're still trying to win games. You know, you're still trying to win games. Part of winning games also helps in player development. And that's finding the right balance. Yeah, you know, Julius and Fournier, they had their bad moments. They had their good moments in the game. Got to put it together for 48 minutes. That's been the most frustrating thing. It's their inconsistency. That's, you know, why we are under 500 right now. These are our top two dogs. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Ricky Ocasio, $5 super chats, his first 30-minute game for Mitch and not gas. That's what happens when you have guards that actually play defense. Shout out to GoGetter0712 says, do you think that Kevin Knox will get more playing time whenever he comes in? Sparingly, he's our most consistent shooter. I doubt it. You know, I doubt it. Unless we're in an injury situation, I don't see Kev really cracking a rotation like that, to be honest. I mean, you still got OB. It's a lot of guys that are factoring into this. So, yeah. Vegas, man. Yeah. 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 Yeah, me too. Me too. Joe Dino on the Discord, get ready, Joe Dino. We're going to go to you. Shout out, oh, dog. He sent a $5 super chat. He said, what are you guys doing? Get those likes up. I need that fitted for my Nike Dunk NYK 75th anniversary to match the set. I need that. Let's go, people. Let's get those likes up. We got 1,000 likes. We will give it. As soon as we hit 1,000 likes, I'm giving it away. Yeah, the math is not math, Ash. Let them know. Yeah. Oh, what the hell? All right, we just lost Ash. Hang on 1 second. I think that was you people in the chat, man. Hang on. Hang on. What just happened here? Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let me get these guys back in here real quick. Little technical difficulties. I think there's people in the chat that bounced Ash out of here, man. Hang on 1 second. While I do that, let me get to Fat Boy in Harlem. Fat Boy, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, CP?
Good, man. You got to turn down the volume in the background. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I did already. You hear me crystal clear?
Yeah, loud and clear.
All right, good. Shout out to the team. Mm-hmm. Go win tonight. This is great. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that we can still hold pressure on the road, trying to scrape up these wins because we need something in the win column badly.
Yeah.
It was looking bad with this drought going over these 10 games. It wasn't looking good. But
yeah, man.
Not to speed up. I know it's rapid fire session, but shout out to that guard play. I'd already recapped and pulled some of the relay back from a few weeks ago when I was speaking during that Brooklyn loss. But all in still, these boys combined for 15 threes. Are you serious? For 15?
Yeah, it was one of those.
Mind you, Deuce didn't have a turnover the entire game.
Yeah.
On top of having clamps all over DJ Augustine, whether it be Eric Gordon, even sometimes they had to switch him on to tape. He was still able to hold his own. So I'm seeing a capable defender that's solid not only at the one and the two, but he could assist quickly playing off ball. This is amazing film. I'm running the game back as we speak. It's enough said. Shout out
Let's
to the
go.
Team, another dub. Ashley, you look good as hell. Thank you for popping back up on screen. I appreciate you. Shout out to your hairstyle if you're on the team. But let's go!
Fat Boy, no shame. All right, man, I'm pulling the plug on you. You sipping too hard, my guy. Come on, man. Get a grip. I think so, man. What happened, man? Did we get some more wins? Did y'all go into the future and come back? Yeah. I don't know what happened, man. But welcome back, man. Shout out to Old Dog. He says there's about 2,000 people in the chat. Please hit that like button. That's common courtesy. It's like taking your shoes off when you enter somebody's house that got carpet. Shout out to Old Dog, man. Shout out to Old Dog for knowing the protocol. As soon as you get in here, you got to hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We're giving away merch here. We're giving away merch. Brand new with the tags, authentic merch. Hit that like button, and we'll get to it. Once you get to 1,000, we'll get to it. All right, Joe Dino on the Discord, and then we're going to talk about prize picks. JD, did you win tonight in prize picks? Let's talk about it. All right, Joe Dino on the Discord. Joe Dino, unmute your mic. I don't know if he's ready, man. I don't think Joe Dino's ready for Showtime. All right, let's go to Side OU7 on the Discord. Side OU7, you're on the Discord. All right, Side OU7 is not – oh, you still there? Yo, what's up, man? How you doing? Yep, loud and clear. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can hear me. Hello, hello, hello. 10, yeah. All right, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Relevance. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Appreciate it, man. So he's saying be patient with Randall, people. What do you guys think in the chat? Rate that call, man, 1 through 5. Be patient. Be patient. All right, we're getting closer to 1,000 like mark. We're going to get into prize picks, and then after that, hopefully we get to 1,000 likes, and then we'll give away the merch. We'll wrap up with a couple more. I see Angel on the switchboard, so we'll get to Angel in a second. All right, salute to everybody in the chat. Real quick, JD, sound like it wasn't a great night for you, man. It sounds like it wasn't a great night. But real quick, people, as you know, man, this show is presented by Prize Picks. Now, Prize Picks has the best NBA daily fantasy props on the market. They offer more NBA props than any daily fantasy prop operator out there. And what I mean by props, it's over-unders. That's the whole name of the game for Prize Picks. You're picking 2 to 5 players, and you're picking over under particular stats that Prize Picks selects each night. So it's you versus the house. The great thing about Prize Picks is that you can mix and match sports. So you just have the Chargers and the Chiefs on. So let's say you want to play Patrick Mahomes over under touchdowns and combine that with Julius Randle over under points. You can do that on Prize Picks. And like I said, you're only picking 2 to 5 players, and you can win up to 10 times on the money that you put in. So tonight wasn't a great night for CP tonight. I was on a 2-entry win streak with Prize Picks. I won $200 the other day, won $8 last night. And tonight wasn't so hot for me, JD. Here's where I went. I went with, the Nets coming into this game against the Sixers. Over the last 7 to 10 games, they've been defending bigs fairly well. They were at home, coming off a win against the Raptors. Embiid, who had just hurt his knee against the Heat, was kind of questionable into this game. I picked the under 24.5 points. It was a little bit light, but I picked the under. Embiid ended up cracking that by a little bit. Now, Eric Gordon against the Knicks, Gordon had scored over 20 points in 4 out of his last 5 games. Shorthanded Rockets team, a Knicks defense that has been, giving it up to guards and wings over the season. So I went over with Eric Gordon, 17.5 points, and he didn't. I don't even think he cracked double digits tonight. So that one did not hit with Eric Gordon. Here's one I did hit, Daniel Tice. One of the things about the Knicks is that rebounding hasn't been their strong suit this year at all. I went Daniel Tice over 5 rebounds. and he hit that. So I did hit that tonight. Now, I got a little screwed tonight because Derrick Rose didn't play in the second half of this game. I went with D. Rose tonight. Rockets giving up a ton of three-point attempts. I believe they're fourth in the league in terms of the most three-point attempts given. I went with my guy, D. Rose, who hit the other night against Golden State, one and a half three-points made. He didn't even play in the second half, so that one was a wash. So I ended up losing on that D. Rose pick. And then finally, I did hit on this one because I felt like Julius was going to come out aggressive in this game, and he did. And I went with Julius Randle over three free throws made, and I ended up hitting that. I forgot how much Julius had in this game, but I did end up hitting that. But I only hit two out of the five. And to win money in prize picks, if you do the five-pick play, you got to win. You got to win at least three. You got to win at least three out of five to win the minimum, and I only won two out of five tonight. So it wasn't a great night for me, but you guys can win, man. Go to prizepicks.com, enter promo code KFTV at the sign-up screen, and they will match your deposit of up to $100 100%. So it's a great deal. If you put in $20, they'll match you $20. You have $40 to play with. If you put in $50, they'll match you $50. You have $50 to play with. And you put in $100, they'll match you $100, and you'll have $200 to play with. Always play responsibly. Like I said, you can go to prizepicks.com or download the app, enter promo code KFTB for that 100% match. JD, how much did you hit tonight? Oh, 0 for 5 tonight? Yeah. 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 Second half screwed us. Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that one tonight. Mm-hmm. You want the under. I want the under on Embiid tonight, man. Right. Yeah, he beasted. He cracked out in the third quarter. Yeah. Which, yeah. Mm. Hey, win some, you lose some, man. Win some, you lose some. But that is the prize pick segment for tonight. As I said, man, you guys go ahead and play, but play responsibly. Shout out to Prize Picks for sponsoring the show. Okay. The one I did like, though, JD, was Alec Burks, 4.5 rebounds. I didn't play that one, but Burks was on the board. My guy Burks is on the board tonight. I did like that one, but didn't play it. Okay. Can't second guess, man. That's how the game goes, man. You can't second guess. All right, so I'm hearing that we did hit the 1,000 like mark. Ash, can you please confirm this? Okay, so it is giveaway time, isn't it? I am a man of my word. Tonight's prize, once again, the 75th anniversary, new era, Knicks snapback. Brand new with the tags. No Fulton Street Fugazi. No Jamaica Ave junk. This is the real deal, Holyfield people. This is the real deal. And here's how you're going to win. TM, get ready in the chat. Matter of fact, let me throw the chat on slow-mo mode so we don't have any cheaters here. Because you're only going to get a couple entries. All right, I'm throwing the chat in slow-mo mode right now. So don't type anything in the chat or else you're not going to get a chance to win. Okay. I hope so. I hope so. My guy got to be legends on there. All right, here we go. Here's the trivia question. Who was the first ever Knicks head coach? Is it A, Neil Cohalan, B, Red Holtzman, C, Vince Borriella, or D, Joe Lapchick? The first ever Knicks head coach. Who's it going to be? We got some answers coming in, Ash. All right, hold on. That's great. That means they have no idea. Yeah. Okay. Who was the first answer to come in? Was that Daniel Mejia? Okay. Well, the answer is, well, hang on. Let me go to my panelist. Ash, what do you think? Red Holtzman. Now, remember, the Knicks came in 1946. Red Holtzman was 70s. Joe Lapchick. JD, your answer, please. JD's going with A, Neil Cohalan. The answer is? Neil Cohalan. The answer is A. Congratulations to Angel Berrios. Wait, is this Angel the simp? Is this the goat simp? Wait a minute. These people are going to think we pulled a foot trick on them, man. No foot trick here, people. This was legit. Yeah. All right, well, we were going to close with him, but you know what? Yeah, we're going to close with him. Because here he is. Angel from Philly, ladies and gentlemen. The winner of the snap and the closer. The floor is yours, sir.
Yo, what's good, CP? How you doing, bro?
Salute, man. Salute. Congratulations, man.
I'm not going to lie. I took a wild guess on that one. I ain't even going to hold you. My God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man. You know, shout out to my to everybody in the chat. My guy Ari, Edgar, JD was good, bro. To the Queen, you know, I had to look good to win the hat for you, boo. So, you know, I hope I could put a smile on your face tonight. But, hey, listen, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Hit that thumbs up for y'all boys. Y'all know what it is, man. Show some love. But, Hey, listen, CP, you know, I went to the game on Sunday. You know, that experience was phenomenal at the Garden.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was just coming up to me, you know, because I was wearing a hat. And it was definitely an honor, you know. So, you know, I can't lie. I can't wait till I come to the next game. And, you know, when it comes to this game, honestly, you know, I'm not really impressed about beating the Rockets. You know, I mean, a win is a win. You want to get in the win column. I was more invested on, you know, how many minutes McBride was going to get and how was Fournier going to look, you know, because obviously he's been terrible the last couple of games. And, you know, I got to say something to the chat, man. Enjoy everything while it lasts because you're not going to see it that much this year. So with that being said, we know how Tibbs is. You know, he's going to stick to his starters. He's not really going to change the lineup too much. But the one thing I am confident in is the fact that if any injuries do happen, these players, we should not go another game this season without playing Grimes, without playing McBride, and giving Kevin Knox some minutes. Because honestly, what they bring to the table, they're bringing hustle, they're playing hard, and they're going after it. And, you know, they're making people work to get their shots, and that's what you want to see from the young guys. And if we can just give them some minutes, I think that'll definitely benefit this team long term. But, you know, like I said, we're going to have to see. And, you know, I'm happy we won, but honestly, you know, realistically, you know, it's the Houston Rockets. You know, we were better than this team. So
yeah.
Now we're going on to Boston, and you know, we
it's
got Washington
game.
Coming up in Detroit. So can I ask you guys a question? Because I know you guys got to go, but what do you see this team realistically winning in these next four games? Because I honestly have them going 2-2. And, you know, maybe 3-1 if we could beat Boston, but you don't know. So, again, thank you for the hat. You know, it was just a wild guest.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank you guys for taking my call. I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. And, Ashley, you look absolutely gorgeous doing that little commercial for the Cleveland Browns. So I got to give you a shout-out, boo. And y'all know what it is, man. Hit the goat up on Twitter, man. Y'all have a good night. I'm out.
Let's go. Ash, you doing commercials with Cleveland Browns? Okay, yeah. Okay. Copy. Next four games, you know, it's hard to predict these, you know. Yeah, you don't even know who's going to be around.
For,
you don't even know who's going to be around, for real.
Or whatever.
That's a big thing. Oh, let me, Angel's got his, he's got his volume up there. Okay. It's a big game. It is. Yeah, hopefully. We just got to make sure everybody's back. But make no mistake, these next four games, depending on if we can catch a little run, these next four games are very important, man. We're right there with Boston. All right, Detroit is in the basement right now. Washington is, I think they're like fourth or fifth in the East. And Atlanta, let me take a look at the standings. Go ahead, Ash. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, yeah. 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 Definitely. Wizards 7th, Hawks 9th, Celtics 10th, Knicks. Yeah. You're dropping. 7 through 10 are all tied right now. I mean, it's extremely early. You got 50 games left. But, you know, nevertheless, I always look at the tiebreakers, man. Very important. You know, then you got Christmas Day against the Hawks. You already beat them once. It's another one you should get. Well, there was one person on this panel that said, I don't see it. That's just me. Why? Hey. He's shining right now. He's shining, man. How about the Cavs? Cavs are killing right now, man. Cavs bodying everybody right now. So we got time. We got time to turn this around, though. You never know. Washington, Christmas Day. Yeah. Oh, I think it's a big game. Yeah, I think it's a big game. I think it's a big game. Well, great show. Great show, Ash and JD. Getting late, so we're going to wrap. So to all the callers, definitely appreciate it. Everybody who donated, let me go ahead and read the rest of the Super Chats. Great job, all the mods. Great job, Knicks Fan TV. Edgar on the phones. Let me go ahead and refresh this thing here real quick. Salute to Edgar winning the snap. And, okay, shout out to Reggie Jones, $5 Super Chat. He says, Randall, talk to the ref more than his team. Yeah, you know, he's got to get his head in the game for sure. But that's just Julius for you. Shout out to O-Dog. He says, I'm hating right now, SMH. How the King of the Simps won that? Rigged. It's Ash's fault for having the chat out their minds tonight with all that simp energy. Shout out Alexander Bonner. Says, how do we get rid of Fournier? All he's doing is log jamming Grimes out of the rotation. I'll take a bag of chips and some pocket lint. We don't need the guy. I mean, in fairness, I mean, the guy did drop 23 points tonight. I mean, if he didn't have him, we didn't win the game. Yeah. So it's all hands on deck, man. But, you know, Grimes will get his opportunity. Still, Knicks fan says the Super Chat, says Tibbs wasn't hiding the world from Deuce. He was hiding Deuce from the world. Shout out, what's so funny, yes. Shout out Steve Verner, $10 Super Chat. Says, great win. Get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Nathan L. says, Deuce's minutes were real. 30 minutes with zero turnovers. High b-ball IQ. The kid needs to run. He works with every lineup. Wake up, Tibbs. Yeah, Deuce fits, man. He fits. Shout out to Josh. He says, last caller was Kendra's brother. Irvin Vasquez says, how do I join Simp Fan TV? I love you, Ash. Yeah, the Simps are going crazy today, man. Simps are going jumping out the window tonight, Ash. O-Dog says, okay, got that. Shout out, O-Dog. Shout out, 95 Bully Super Chat. $5 Super Chat says, shout out to KnicksFanTV.com. Great articles and content. Remy always drops dimes. Support the movement. Hashtag not just a podcast. Yeah, that's right, people. Not only is this show in video format, I always tell you it's available in audio podcast format, so you don't need to miss it, but also the next day after every game, go to KnicksFanTV.com and check out Remy's player ratings. We used to do player ratings a couple years back. The fans loved it, but Remy does it after every game. He rates every player, and it's a great write-up, man. So make sure you guys are going to KnicksFanTV.com, signing up for the mailing list, and checking out Remy's articles. O-Dog $5 Super Chat says, shout out to Wally for telling those two little kids, Rocket fans, to take the L with them. Yeah, did y'all hear that at the end of the game? They kept showing these two little kid Rocket fans, and him and Breen were, you know, laughing at them and at their energy because they were into the game. And then after the Knicks won the game, you know, they show them again, MSG shows them again walking out the game, and Wally's like, yeah, take that L. I was like, oh, shit. But Wally ruthless. Yeah, Wally's a company man, for real. You know, shout out to him, man. He likes where he works. All right, shout out to Emil Beaumont-Sour, $5 Australian Super Chat. Says, have you guys watched Ben Ritholtz's NBA Twitter vids on Obi running suicides in the game? Obi's energy personified. You have to watch it if you haven't. Yeah, I definitely seen it. Shout out to Ben. He does great work. And Obi puts in work, man. He's the energy of this team, no doubt. Josh says, Deuce hits point of attacks on defense better than NY Giants DBs. For everything we say about you and Ev, it's refreshing to have good young players. Shout out Knicks Fan TV. Edgar says, the Deuce is running wild, brother. Deuce a maniac. Let's go. Fritz Marty Jr., appreciate it. Papo 171, appreciate it. Fugazi, appreciate it. Go get it. 0712. OG, triple OG. I got that one. I got Lee. Ricky Ocasio got that. Junior Caroma got that. The Fishers, the youngins don't, the youngins does not mean tank. Hashtag play the kids. And I think that's it. Henry Roman says the kids made it fun to watch and play. The tempo picked up and it spread with the team. Okay. And let me just refresh one more because I think I saw one more come in before we wrap. I think it's from Del Will. Okay. Shout out Del Will. $10 Super Chat. He says, big up Manchester J.A. Fournier must be getting showcased for a trade. Only reason for all those minutes lately. He's a starter. You know, you paid him. This is what he's supposed to do. Tonight he performed. Shout out to Vlad. He says, no thirst. Ash, you look beautiful. LMFAO. Salute to the game. Ash, you paying these people tonight? Are you paying these people tonight? This reminded me of a... Yo, I think Ash is pulling a foot trick on us. I think these are paid. These are paid Sims. I think this was an orchestrated attack by Ash, JD. Real talk. She hacked the show. Everything changed. Shout out to Vlad though. Shout out to St. Nick NYC. More super chats. Says finally a unit that worked with Randall. Cynthia, $20 super chat. Thanks, Cynthia. Says good to see Deuce IQ Mitch. When I saw Randall coming back, I cringed. Mitch looked better with Deuce. Was running when Deuce was running point. So sorry it took COVID in order to see Deuce. Yeah. It's true. I hope Tibbs sees what he has and continues with the kids. D-Roy, my guy, D-Roy was in the building tonight in H-Town. Those are Jamaican flags up in the chat. He says, glad the Knicks got the win. Let's go Knicks. H-Town is orange and blue, baby. Shout out D-Roy, man. Bless up. D-Roy was out there with his lady at the Toyota Center. Got to see us get the dub. Appreciate you. And, yeah, man. That is it. Once again, go to prizepicks.com, promo code KFTV for 100% match. On your deposit of up to $100. And Ash JD, we out of here, man. Peace. Have a good weekend, people. All right. Let me close out the phones.